Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're welcome back. Now, we're still reeling from that very difficult story that Damien was telling us there before the break. But we're going to do something completely different now because I want to talk to Orla Nelligan. Orla.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, Orla, tell us about what happened to you at Connolly Street train station.
Yeah, it was last April. I was working in town and I parked my car in the Connolly train station car park because I was working nearby. And I, when I came back to my car at 5:30 that evening, there was a note on my windscreen from a man who said he'd run into the side of my car, that he was really sorry, and to give him a ring to discuss it. So I did that. And he was really apologetic and said that he was a CIE van driver and that he didn't know how it happened, but he rolled into the driver's side of my car and that if I rang CIE that they'd sort it out. So I did that. I spoke to a lady there and she said, yeah, it's all fine, just get us an estimate for the damages, send it in to us and we look after it. So a few days later, I did that. I sent them through the damages, the estimate, and I then got an email from a man saying that he wasn't actually sure it was their policy that they could accept liability. But he didn't say what the policy was or anything. So I, at that point, I was a little bit confused and surprised because this man had admitted liability anyway. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a bit of damage to the car. So in the meantime, I'd reported it to the police who'd also said, confirmed that, yeah, look, if the sign up in the car park only covers theft, but if someone runs into the side of your car or runs you down, and actually admits liability, they're, you know, they have to pay for the damages and whatever else. So, so then he officially came back then, not long after that, with a letter saying, I think I sent that in to you guys, saying that, they were confident that there was no negligence that could be.
Yeah,
happened.
I have it here. I'll read it out, Orla, because I have it to hand here. I refer to your, dear Orla, I refer to your previous correspondence regarding the above. Having investigated the circumstances of this accident, I am satisfied that no negligence can be attached to Inroad Air nor Irish Rail. For this reason, I have no alternative but to repudiate liability for your claim. Yours sincerely, the liability manager. So that's it.
Yeah, so if that isn't ambiguous, I don't know what is. Just like a three-line sentence, you know, letter, like it just doesn't cut us. Considering there was liability accepted, he didn't explain why, you know, they weren't negligent, they weren't liable for the damage.
Orla, I have as well. You very kindly sent the note that was left on your car, mm-hmm. so I can confirm that this is what it says. My van rolled into the side of your car, causing some damage. Please contact me on, and there's a mobile number. Sorry again, John. So that's fairly straightforward that John is accepting that his car or his van was the problem.
Yeah, and actually I spoke to John in the interim and he's a very nice man. And when I rung him months later, because what happened then was I gave it to my solicitor to deal with because I was getting nowhere and he was chasing them. And he said the same thing. He was over and back with them and they were absolutely point blank refusing to do anything about it. So he suggested I go through the small claims, which I did. Then only to get something back from the small claim saying that it didn't fall within the scope of their procedure. So my claim wasn't applicable in that court.
Why was that now, Orla? Why wouldn't it?
I think it's something to do with the fact that in the small claims court, it looks after consumers, I think, who have purchased an item that later becomes faulty or pay for a service that fails them. It was on a bigger scale or something, or potentially a bigger scale. So I don't think they deal with insurance companies and that kind of thing. I don't know. But anyway, I got a very, confirming letter back from them saying that they couldn't do anything about it in the small claims. So I went back to my solicitor and he said, look, I think you should drop it because it's going to cost too much to continue on. But he did confirm that he had seen this before happen and it's an attempt for them to weed out the people who don't take a claim. But he was surprised considering the admission of liability. So I rang my own insurance company and I'd been back and forth with them as well. They said like they can chase CIE, but there's no guarantee that they'll be compensated. And I have to pay for the damages and the excess before they even do that.
So your insurance will only pursue this claim where you have a note, you have this note saying acknowledging liability. And they will only pursue that if you pay for it yourself first.
Yeah, they said that the damages, the repair has to be done. So I have to pay for the repairs and I have to pay for the excess which is €350. The excess is €350. The repairs are over 1,000. And that they can only pursue CIE once that's all done to make sure that they have an exact cost to be compensated for. And there's no guarantees. So
what exactly, what is the damage actually? Was it a bad bump?
He ran into the driver's side of my car, causing damage to the door and the over the wheel and the panelling. So there's a good bit of damage. Like, it's over 1,000 of the damage, and then there's the excess. So I'm probably looking at about 1,500. Like, it doesn't seem like an awful lot maybe to some people, but that's a lot to me, considering I'm not responsible for the damage. Like, I wasn't. It'd be different if I was driving my car at the same time. You could maybe argue that someone wasn't driving well, or the car was stationary. I wasn't even in it, and there's an acceptance of liability here. So it kind of beggars belief, really, that they're just walking away, saying with no reason as to why they're walking away. You know, so it's very frustrating.
So it happened in a CIE car park.
It was
an employee of Irish Rail, was it?
Yeah, exactly.
An employee of Irish Rail driving a vehicle that was registered. Do we know that? Was registered?
Yes, it was registered to him and to CIE. It was a CIE. He's a CIE van driver. Mm. So it goes through their insurance.
And he said, sorry, my car rolled into your car. Sorry about that. And Irish Rail are saying, sorry, nothing to do with us.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, I'm just very frustrated at this point because I've kind of tried every avenue. I feel like they're being really dishonest, really unfair, and they're not even, like, they're just, I can see what they're doing. They're just hoping it'll go away. And it's just so unjust. Like, they can't get away with it. In my opinion, like, I just don't want to let them get away with this because it's about the principle, really, more than anything, you know?
Stay with us, Orla. James, what's your story?
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, I just emailed in just in regards to the actual price of car insurance. And I know people are kind of sick of talking and hearing about it, but I'm literally just, I cannot believe after 15 years of driving the quotes that I've been receiving this week.
Tell us what you were facing into. So what was your premium last year?
The premium last year, I actually changed my car in during the year. So whatever way it worked out anyway, I paid an extra €80 just up front, and that was grand. My payments kind of went up maybe €10 or whatever. But this year now, some people have said to me, it's just because of the class of car that I'm driving.
I was going to say, have you got a souped-up boy racer car or something there, James?
You wouldn't believe, no. I had one about 3 years ago, and I was paying, like, I'm 36 myself now, but 3 years ago I had one, and because I was over 30, I paid about €600 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a high-end, kind of a top-end car. But as I said, I kind of got sense, a bit more mature. But
you like your cars, obviously, then, James.
I do, yeah. But as I said, I've worked hard all my life, and I just felt I deserved something better. So I just treated myself to a 5-series BMW. Now, it's not overly expensive. I know it's kind of a different class of car. But,
a 5-series BMW is not overly expensive.
Well, it's only a 2012. It's not brand new, so it's a couple of years old, you know.
Right, okay.
Just because it's a BMW, it was classed as a certain class of car, let's say, that just automatically makes my insurance a lot higher. Now, I understand they are an expensive car, and if there was a claim made against it or whatever, that parts and stuff are expensive. But, I feel it's a safer car, you know what I mean, compared to, let's say, the likes of your Nissan Micra or a Ford Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm just in complete shock that they're looking for.
What are the quotes you're getting?
The quotes are between €1,200 and €1,800.
Wow, €1,200 and €1,800. Where are you based?
I'm based in Clare.
Wow, that is a lot of money.
The other thing about it is, like, I drive a truck for a living. So, like, as I said, I do a refresher course every year for your CPCs. As I said, all truck drivers and bus drivers were highly trained for the profession that we're doing. And it just doesn't, it actually goes against us. because if you tell an insurance company that you're a HGV driver, there's an added premium goes onto it straight away because you're a danger on the road.
Right. And what are you stuck with these quotes? I presume you're shopping around.
I am shopping around, but most of them are coming out around the same price. Now there is one company, I'm not going to name it, and I think it's the cheapest option for me. It's literally the only company that are giving me a three-figure insurance quote.
A quote that's under €1,000, you mean?
Yeah, and it's not that I can't afford it. It's just I don't want to pay it because at the end of the day, I just feel as a nation, we're just letting people walk all over us, and that's let alone like my problem now. It's a lot less compared to what with your previous callers with the likes of the carers and that guy that his children passed away. Like that's a small, that, you know, my problem is small compared to those people. Mm-hmm. But like as a nation, we're letting the government, we're letting the HSE, we're letting everybody walk all over us. And because we just say, it'll be fine next year, or it'll be okay, we just let it go by the wayside. Someone needs to literally take this country by the balls and do something. Because it's the way it's going. I'm literally packing my bags and I'm gone.
James, you're mad as hell. You're not going to take any more. 1850 715 815 or 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Farmers know all about time. Like when the wind changes, the temperature drops and the animals take shelter. It's time. Or when a cow with calf won't stay still. It's time. And now, thanks to AXA, it's time to change your farm insurance. AXA Smart Farm is the only insurance to reward farmers with discounts of up to 30% if they have a low claims record. So when it comes to farm insurance, ask yourself, is it time to change your policy? Search axa.ie/farm to find out more. AXA. Terms and conditions apply. Claims free on your farm for the past 3 years. Windscreen claims are excluded. AXA Insurance DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Marion Finucane Show, Saturday and Sunday from 11 on RTE Radio 1.
Chinese wouldn't have the finest record in ethical use of people's private information.
That's true. So we do have a partial Chinese ownership machine Xcode. I understand people being nervous. We have to be GDPR compliant. All data generated in Ireland stays in Ireland. Nothing can be 100% guaranteed.
No.
I agree. But the data is as encrypted and anonymized. First of all, you'd have to break into our system, then you would have to decrypt it, and you couldn't identify it because there has been pseudonymized anyway.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Tesco, where you won't pay more for the products that matter most to you. Tesco, every little helps.
In the wrong hands, the violin can sound like a nightmare, but in the right ones, put your Skoda in the hands of our experts. Book your service at skodaservice.ie. The price will also hit the right notes.
Start your story at Woody's. Brighten up your summer with amazing deals. Dulux Weathershield 10 litre colours, 2 for €120. 6-pack summer bedding, 2 for €5. And garden furniture and barbecues, up to an incredible 50% off. Woody's. We're all homemakers. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Miles Kavanagh, tell us about this extraordinary incident that you got involved in 2 years ago.
Kate, how are you? I was just listening to Joe last week and I said I'm delighted it actually rang because I was hoping to get a woman's view on it. But a couple of years ago, I was dropping off my niece and her bike went up to Dublin Airport. I was coming back around 2 o'clock in the morning. And coming on the motorway, this is before they start doing up the motorway, this car came across the road, right across in front of me, right across. Seconds I had. So I beeped the horn, and flashed the lights. So suddenly the car stopped and turned off the engine. So I immediately took action and got in on the grass margin and passed the car. And at unbelievable speed to get past it because I wasn't going fast. So anyway, I was travelling along and next minute this car came up behind me and kept flashing.
This was the same car, was it?
The same car, exactly the same car, fashion. I actually thought it was a Garda car, unmarked Garda car. So I pulled off at the slip road at Newbridge. And next minute, the car pulled up behind me. And I got out, and this woman got out, and she said, she's all dressed up after coming from a Christmas party. This is Christmas. Mm-hmm. What were you doing back there? I said, sorry, what were you doing? Well, she said, what were you doing? She says, I'd like to know. I said, you stopped your car right in front of me. You could have killed me, I said. And you shouldn't be driving. I said, you're absolutely out of it. Well, she says, what are you going to do? She says,
you thought she had drink taken, did you?
Oh, she had. Oh, she stumbled out of the car. Stumbled. Well, she says, what are you going to do? She says, what are you going to do? Go on, she says, what are you going to do? I said, I have to ring the cars. She said, sure, I have to ring the cars. You shouldn't be driving it. You're going to kill someone. Go on, she said, be a big man. Go on, ring him. She says, I'll even give you my phone, she says. Go on, she says, I dare you, she says. I said, what? Are you joking me? Well, she said, do it now, she says. Go on, she says. And she said, hold on a second now, she said, before you do it, remember, you have two choices. Choice one, she says, you can ring the guard, she says. Choice two, get into your car and go, she says, wherever you're going. And I said, so I said, what do you think I should take? Take choice one, she says. Or choice two, she says, get into your car and go. Because I suggest, she said, you shouldn't be on the road. I said, you're absolutely over it. I said, you shouldn't be driving. I said, how are you going to get where you're going? You're going to kill someone. And I never forget it. I swear, I just said it, Kate, it's the most unbelievable decision to be in for a man. 2 o'clock in the morning, on a side road, middle of nowhere, you there and she there. She has a few drinks in her. My car is only, you know, banger. It wouldn't be. She's the top of the range car. What do you do? What do you do in a case like that? And I know you're a woman and you have a woman's view on it. But being a man, and I just wonder, and I said, when I heard all the stories on Joe last week, I said, Jesus, I said, I'm going to ring him. I'm delighted you're there because you're doing a great job. I listened to you all week. You're a fantastic job. You're absolutely brilliant now. I'm not Joe. He'd be chuffed, he will. He'd be absolutely impressed. And I said, no, serious, I'm not joking. You're absolutely brilliant. Really, really, really good. I said, now I'm going to ask this lady, I said, because she's a woman, because I tell you, you know, it's amazing, Kate, because this is a strange story. Because Halloween, I was doing a comedy show.
I'm going to have to cut you in, Miles, because we are actually over time already. Did you sit into the car and drive away?
I did, Kate. I just drove off.
Because you were worried about what she might, what she was implying.
I was afraid of my life. I worried, what would she say? You know,
what were you doing in the middle of the night with a strange woman?
Yeah, now you said it. And I mean, when you're a woman, the world's a right, so you can do anything. You have no hope when you're a man.
Okay, 1850 715 815 if you agree with Miles. But that's it for us from today. Jamie Doyle is on sound. Laurie Lee Davis was the BCO. Tara Lockery Grant produced. And Ray Darcy is next, live from Cavan Town in Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. From all of us here on the Live Line team, have a great weekend.